When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 39 of Dare to Be. Our title for today is A Night to Remember. Tremper Longman III once said, "The king's concern for Daniel continues through the night. He cannot eat or sleep. As he discovers the next morning, to his surprise, his evening has been much more difficult than Daniel's." Our text for today is from Daniel chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. "Then the king, when he heard these words, was much distressed, and set his mind to deliver Daniel. And he labored till the sun went down to rescue him. Then these men came by agreement to the king and said to the king, 'Know, O king, that it is law of the Medes and Persians that no injunction or ordinance that the king establishes can be changed.' Then the king commanded, and Daniel was brought and cast into the den of lions. The king declared to Daniel, 'May your God, whom you serve continually, deliver you.' And a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting. No diversions were brought to him, and sleep fled from him." When Darius heard the accusations against Daniel, according to verse 14, he was much distressed. The Hebrew word translated as distressed is bish. Interestingly, it means to be ashamed or to feel shame. It often conveys a sense of disgrace or dishonor, typically found in moral or ethical context. The king liked Daniel so much that he was ashamed of his edict and the situation he now faced with Daniel's punishment. Because of Daniel's noble character, Darius felt disgraced. Warren Wiersbe expounds on Darius's dilemma. The king was distressed mainly because Daniel was both his friend and his greatest help in the governing of the empire, and he didn't want to sign his death warrant. But Darius was also distressed because of the way he had acted. His pride had gotten the best of him. He had believed the lies of the leaders and had hastily signed the law. Had Darius taken time to consult with Daniel, he would have discovered the plot. But perhaps the Lord allowed events to proceed as they did so that Daniel's enemies could be exposed and judged. God knows what He is doing. Notice how much Scripture deals with Darius before Daniel is thrown into the lion's den. Dale Ralph Davies writes, "Note what happens at verses 16 and following. The writer fixes all our attention on the king. The whole focus in verses 16 through 20 is on the anguish of the king rather than the trauma of Daniel. The writer keeps us in suspense, along with Darius, about Daniel's fate until verse 21. It is a tad strange. Daniel is thrown to the lions, and we only hear about the king and his agonizing night. Why is this the case? If we go back to verse 12 and work forward, we can see how the writer depicts the king. He shows us in verse 12 the royal naivete, in verse 14 his compassion, And in the end of 14 and then 16 through 20, the king's compassion. I think that depiction is intentional, as if to say, rulers may not be personally hostile to you, but even if they favor you, you dare not pin your hopes on them, for they can prove as helpless as anyone else. Oddly enough, Darius's words in verse 16 seem to underscore this very point that Daniel's God is the only one who can and will deliver him. King Darius's order was carried out, and Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, but not before Darius made this incredible statement. May your God, whom you serve continually, deliver you. That's verse 16. Carl Friedrich Kyle paraphrases Darius's statement as, I have tried to save you, but have failed. Now your God must save you. Daniel's faithfulness to God has made a powerful impression on Darius, giving him hope that Daniel's God might deliver him. The king goes to his palace and fasts all night. He can't sleep because of his shame and concern over Daniel's plight. It will be a night that neither Daniel nor Darius will ever forget. Some questions to consider. How do you think Darius felt being trapped between his public edict and his feelings for Daniel? What do you do when you feel ashamed of your actions? And finally, compare and contrast how Darius and Daniel faced the night of the lion's den. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.